From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
For the week of May 29, 2006, it is the Disc Golf News. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks for joining us. Hope your holiday weekend was most excellent if you were celebrating. And coming up on the show this week, if you're an amateur disc golfer like most of us are, chances are good that at some point or another you have daydreamed about chucking all your responsibilities, the job, the family, school, whatever. I'm going to hit the road on the PDGA National Tour. Well, this week we're going to meet one guy, an amateur, who's doing just that.
I decided a while ago that pretty much disc golf is going to be my life. And I decided that it'd be a lot more fun to drive around and play like three different courses every day for an entire summer and compete in all these tournaments than to just spend the summer in Ann Arbor again.
His name is Ben Calhoun, and we'll be meeting him later in the show. Plus, we've got results from the Greater Des Moines Challenge. Schwebby is with us this week. Brian Schweberger is going to talk about footwork in the 60-second clinic. And one player has dominated so far this season on the PDGA Euro Tour. His name is Emil Isaacson, and we'll learn more about him. That and more coming up on this edition of PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com and Discraft at Discraft.com. Controlled distance has a new name. Discraft presents the Surge Maximum Distance Driver in the new ESP line of grippy, durable, high-tech plastic. One throw and you'll know. The Surge was engineered for one purpose, to allow the average disc golfer to throw farther with more control. And the new ESP plastic means it's grippy, yet built to last. The Surge Maximum Distance Driver, available now from Discraft, the world leader in disc sports. The place to be in the Midwest this past weekend was Des Moines, Iowa, for the Greater Des Moines Challenge. Results are coming your way, beginning with the Masters Division, and David Hemmeline's got some afterburner power. He turns it on in the third and fourth rounds. He's going to win by six over Doug Payton and Dwayne Steiner in the Masters. They finish second and third. Hemmeline of Overland Park, Kansas, is your winner. In the ladies' division, Kristen Cherry comes in. She's got some skills. She's got some games. She's got a victory. She wins by six over Tavish Sanders, who will take second. Katie Schrader and Kathy Betcher tie up for third in the women's division. And in the open division, Chris Sprague coming home. It's his home course. And oh, does it show, he whops up, but good. Wins by nine. And Justin Bunnell is behind him for second place. Kevin Babbitt and John Drummond will tie up for third. And that is how it went down at the Greater Des Moines Challenge. Time to check in with the 60-second clinic. Professional disc golfer Brian Schweberger is our guest this week. And he's got a tip for you that is going to add, just like that, 50 feet minimum to any drive. And that is learning better footwork. If you haven't heard of it, pay attention and learn about the cross step.
The cross step, when I first learned it, it added 70 feet to my drive. And that was when I just started turn pro. The 6 months that I played amateur, I had no idea what the cross step was. And I watched the 97 Worlds video, and I saw all the top four players that were in the final nine all doing this step. And I said, well, if they're doing this step, I need to be doing this step. So I would definitely say the cross step would add 50 feet to anybody's drive if they'd learned to do it properly. Cross step is taking your right foot, turning your body sideways to your target, taking your left foot, crossing it back behind your right foot, and then coming forward with your right foot back in front of your left foot and releasing. Just crossing your feet, right foot, left foot behind, right foot in front, and that's basically doing the cross step.
Professional disc golfer Brian Schweberger finished 10th at last year's Pro Worlds. And if you're looking for more information on the cross step, your best source is any PDGA Pro Worlds video. Just watch and learn.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion Line plastic, so it holds up round after round your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
Hi, this is Justin Bunnell, and you are listening to PDJ Radio News.
In the big picture, it is any amateur disc golfer's dream to hit the road on a PDGA National Tour. This week, we are going to meet a player who is an amateur teetering on the edge of becoming a professional, and he is doing just that. He's out on the road for the entire summer. Now, a couple of things you should know about this guy. First of all, he's coming from a really strong disc golf community, Ann Arbor, Michigan. They've got some of the best facilities in the world. Another thing he's got going for him is his somewhat famous father. The guy we're going to meet today, his name is Ben Calhoun. His father is PDGA Communications Director Terry Calhoun. So, if you've ever wanted to know what it's like as an am to hit the road, well, let's meet Ben Calhoun.
My name is Ben Calhoun. I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I play either advanced am or pro.
So, let's talk a little bit about your decision to go out on tour. First of all, what are your touring plans?
Well, I'm playing mostly the A tiers that are all lined up in a row in the Midwest in the spring, which is like the Des Moines Challenge, the Minnesota Majestic, Kansas City Wide Open, and the High Plains Challenge. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to spend another 2 months playing some courses in California, and then all the way back through the South, through Texas, and back up to the Pro World and back home.
Well, it's certainly a rare thing to find an amateur player who is out on such a serious tour as yours, Ben. Let's learn a little bit more about your background in the sport, and we'll start with your age. How old are you?
I'm 21.
And are you a student?
No.
So then, are you taking some time off of work, or did you just recently get out of school, or how is it that you're able to go out for so long?
Taking some time off work. I worked double shifts for the last season, so I could afford to do this.
Excellent. Okay, so this is something you've been planning for a while.
Yeah, since last year.
Now, you say that you occasionally play pro, but I know that you have been turning down some casts. The reason we kind of got our eyeball on you is you had won an event in Iowa a few weeks back. So what are your plans as far as your am and pro status?
I want to stay am just a little while longer until I'm sure of my putting skills. So I've been turning down the cash, mostly because I don't really need it that bad.
And are you planning on playing in the am world or maybe am nationals?
Probably the pro worlds, just because it fits in better with my schedule for travel. And I might not be able to play the am nationals because I'm needed back at work the week before that.
I gotcha. So, well, let me ask you this, Ben. If you're thinking about playing pro worlds, why not, why are you choosing to turn down cash now?
Well, I want to be able to play am at a few more events first this summer so I can stack up on some plastic and just until I'm sure that my game is going to be better. At this point, I'm not sure if I'm going to get any better for a while until I learn how to putt, and I have not been able to do that for the last few years.
Well, when did you start playing, Ben?
This is about 8 years ago.
And like many of us, you're still struggling with putting.
Yeah, it's the hardest part of the game.
How long have you been on the road now?
I've been on the road for like 2.5 weeks.
And have you hooked up with any other disc golfers and kind of are you finding any travel mates?
Not for the traveling part, but I have shared my room on tournament weekends before, and I've met up with people I know and played some rounds.
So, how long have you been planning on hitting the road and making this tour?
Since last summer. Last year, I actually played all the courses in Michigan. I spent 2 months driving around playing all the courses in Michigan. I decided to travel a lot farther out this year.
What is it about traveling and certainly playing the PDGA Tour that really, captured your imagination? What really made you want to go out there and do that?
Well, I decided a while ago that pretty much disc golf is going to be my life no matter what, so I have to make room for that in my life. And I decided that it'd be a lot more fun to drive around and play like 3 different courses every day for an entire summer and compete in all new tournaments than to just spend the summer in Ann Arbor again playing against the same people in the same few tournaments and the same few courses.
Well, I have been talking with touring pros and a lot of amateurs over the years. And one thing that I find is always fairly consistent is that once they get the road, they immediately say, wow, you know, I didn't know about this before, and I've just learned that. And so what have you learned so far since you've been out on tour?
Just that it's good to live in Michigan in terms of local courses. It's a lot hard to navigate a lot of courses when you've never been to them before. I haven't really learned much about my game. I've increased my distance, though, since I started touring.
And why do you think that is? Just the fact that you've been able to play every day in multiple rounds, or is it something else?
Yeah, just being able to play that much. I've played at least 3 rounds a day, sometimes up to 6 or 7 rounds a day since I left, so that definitely helped.
And Ben, did you set a goal for yourself? Is there something in particular you want to accomplish before you head back to Ann Arbor?
Well, I want to learn how to putt. That's the number one important goal for my game, is to learn how to putt. So I'm sure once I do that, my game's going to jump up to a whole new level and I'll be able to take pro cash and stay in pros. So that's my main goal. My second main goal is to, like, at least double the amount of courses I've played in my life by the end of the summer.
You had mentioned earlier that one of the things you learned was that you've come to appreciate the Michigan disc golf courses that you play more now. Is that because you think that the Michigan courses are better than some of the courses you've been playing, or is it something else?
It's really about navigation of the courses. First of all, finding them, like in the course directory, the directions usually are not that well. And when you get to the courses, as you know from experience, on so many courses, unless there's somebody there who knows the course, it is really hard to find the holes or to know which basket you're throwing at, stuff like that. Sometimes it can take hours just to find the right holes, even though you're already at the park.
A lot of PDGA members are familiar with or personally know your dad, Terry Calhoun, who is a long-serving communications director on the board of directors. Ben, how much influence did your dad have, if any, in your decision to go out on the road?
Not much of my decision, too. He supports it. But I decided to, like, already back when I did the Michigan touring last year. So not too much in the decision process.
And I'm guessing he's probably a little bit jealous of the fact that you get to play multiple rounds every single day in different towns pretty much every day.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He's actually played more courses than I have, and he's traveled out for disc golf more than I have. So now I'm catching up to him finally.
Is there anything else that you have learned or you want to talk about as far as this whole experience and what people could maybe learn from you and your experience?
Well, I do want to make sure that it gets mentioned that people work on marking the courses better so out-of-towners can find their way around the courses. Because there's been a few courses, especially last year, that I wasn't even able to continue playing the rest of the course because I could not find the holes, didn't know where to play or where to throw to. That's one of the most important things to me because that can double the time it takes to play around if you can't find your way around the course.
Well, let me ask you this, because whenever a problem is brought up, I always find it very helpful to offer a solution as well. So have you seen some course markings at particular courses that you thought were really good and something that was, you know, fairly inexpensive and easy to install?
Yeah, at Quail Ridge outside St. Louis, they have little trailblazer signs, like on the highways, that tell you where to go with little arrows pointing. Between the holes, they had them on the holes you couldn't directly see the next tee pad. They would have those planted in the ground and they would point the direction of the next hole. So you couldn't miss it when you're putting out on the previous hole. And on the tee signs, they also showed you where the next tee pad is when you're on the next hole.
So your next event will be the Minnesota Majestic. That is a super tour. You're going to play pro?
If I really like the course and think I shoot good in practice, I might. But most likely at this point, I will play pro for the Kansas City Open because the pros get to play at a nicer, tougher course because they get to play on 3 days instead of two and an extra round. So that'd be more fun to do that.
Well, Ben Calhoun, you are living a dream that many of us wish we could do. So I want to congratulate you and wish you a whole lot of luck. And most of all, I want to wish you a whole lot of fun.
Thanks.
We spoke with amateur disc golfer Ben Calhoun in a hotel room in Des Moines, Iowa. He went on to take second place in the advanced division at the Des Moines Challenge. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. A couple of weekends from now, the PDGA National Tour rolls in for one of everybody's favorite events. It's the Kansas City Wide Open in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, one of the reasons that this event tops a lot of players' lists is because of one course in particular, Waterworks. If you know it, if you love it, well, just wait, because there's a brand new course in store for you this year that is reportedly even finer. It's called Blue Valley. The tournament directors this year are Dan and Pete Cashin, and we caught up with Dan Cashin on the course on Monday.
Ace Mason wrote it the best in the first Kansas City Disc International Sports Club in 1983. He was the president of the club at the time, and they were running their very first Wide Open and didn't know whether there was going to be a second and how much volunteer help and how everybody chipped in for it. This is 1983. And to be running the 24th is a huge honor for me. But I've got the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th, which works out good because we have to train the next people to take it over. It's all about the volunteer. It's all about the new blood coming into the sport and getting people involved. The defending men's champion this year is Chris Sprague. The defending women's champion this year is Juliana Korver. And the defending Masters champion this year is Greg Hostfeld. Kansas City Disc Golf is rolling hills, mature trees. Waterworks is the jewel of the city. Until we put Blue Valley in the ground, and wait till people see Blue Valley, Waterworks is huge elevation change and mature trees and panoramic views of downtown Kansas City and the river. And just, it's fast greens too. You come off a basket and you'll roll for 75, 80 feet. The same characteristics of that course are found at the Blue Valley course, which Jim Krieger designed. The way the schedule will break down is all the pros will finish at Blue Valley for their fifth and final round on Sunday morning. All the AMs will play their third and final round at Waterworks in Rosedale, and we'll all come back to Blue Valley for barbecue. And this is when we're going to have our party. Fly Mart will be set up. Band will be playing. The top men and women will be teeing off at 11:30 to noon. And, the AMs can watch 4 hours of the top players play at Blue Valley and eat barbecue and whatever they want to do.
Dan Cashin is co-tournament director for the upcoming Kansas City Wide Open National Tour event, June 9th through the 11th. And what, pray tell, do your plans include this weekend, June 3 and 4? They may very well include the Minnesota Majestic in the Twin Cities. Or in California, it's the 11th annual UFOs KOA Jam. In Georgia, the Augusta Classic. Ohio hosting the Discraft Shoot the Breeze. And in Auburn, Maine, the Dragon Championships. Plus, Gillette, Wyoming, the Pepsi Challenge. Watch out for the always wily Peach Jive. In Wisconsin, the Wham Bam, Thank You Am. For intermediates and juniors on Saturday, advanced on Sunday. In the UK, it's the Kingsland Classic. And in Three Rivers, Michigan, the Club Dead Shootout, a very fun format. Check it out if you get a chance. California hosting the Fling 10. In Kentucky, it's the Franklin Simpson Open. Grand Junction, Colorado, the Grand Junction Shootout. In Texas, the Wichita Falls Open. And in South Bend, Indiana, Pillage the Village. Full list anytime. PDGA.com. Finally, this week, recently we were talking about the growth of the PDGA in Europe. Yes, there's the new PDGA Euro Tour. And I'll tell you what, some of these North American players, they think they're pretty hot stuff, but it's going to be only a few years. And some of these European players are going to come and say, yeah, well, nice to see you. Now I will take your precious cup from you. Because I tell you what, one guy in particular is really making a splash on the Euro Tour this year. His name is Emil Isaacson. Out of Sweden, and let me tell you what it's done so far. Out of the three stops that have been completed on the PDGA Euro Tour, well, he's done pretty well. At the Easter Open in Belgium, he took second place at that one. Then at the Dutch Open in the Netherlands, he won that one, bagged himself an ace during one of the rounds. And then this past weekend at the European Masters in Switzerland, yeah, not only did Emil Isaacson win that one, but he came out in the first round, shut himself a new course record, 12 under par. Came out the next round, beat his own record, shot a 13 under par. Keep an eye on this guy, Emil Isaacson, out of Sweden. He's really tearing it up on the PDGA Euro Tour this year. And that, my friends, is the disc golf news for the week of May 29th for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks to our sponsors this week, Innova, Champion Discs, and Discraft. And until next week, I hope you will get out there, huck some plastic, stay out of the shul, and keep them in the fairways.